Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, and where we walk by faith and not by sight, this place that God has called us to. And in this 15 minutes of empowerment, we're going to encourage you in your walk of faith. We're going to encourage you in your process, encourage you to live by the will and the word of God, to be that light to someone else, and to be that hope to someone else as you show and demonstrate and manifest the authority and the love of Jesus Christ. As you do this and you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you bring glory and honor to him. Someone else is changed by you. God uses you to touch generations. He uses you to touch every creed and every race and every nation. He uses you to be the light to so many people. So our process is not an easy one. It's one that's going to cost. Because discipleship is you know, something that's going to be something that you've got to learn how to walk in and continually walk in once you receive Jesus Christ. That's the easy part. But as we grow in that grace and that knowledge, we learn how to live by his word and live according to his kingdom and his command, live according to his will. That's going to cost us, because it means first mortifying the works and deeds of the flesh. It means bringing everything subject to the will of God, every vain imagination from outward and inwardly. That means everything that's going on in your mind and your heart that is not in line with the will of God, making that be silent and come subject to the word of God. And then everything from the outside, all the voices of the world, of the enemy, of circumstances that are trying to come and refute the word of God, bringing those things, casting those things down also, and bringing them subject to the word and the will of God, and then living according to his will and manifesting his power through his word and his spirit, and watching him be God in your life like never before. So this process is one that you're going to walk by faith with. You cannot walk through works. It's by faith. Your faith in God, your faith in the finished work of the cross, your faith in all that Jesus has done, his resurrecting power, the same power that lives inside of you, that same power that now causes us and commands us to now have the strength to do what seems impossible, to live and to do all that he says, that same power worketh and liveth in us. So we can do it because he lives. And because he lives, we have hope. We have hope because he lives. Because he lives. Every step that we take is a step that is already ordained by God. And every step that we take is already that which is assigned by the word of God and the will of God. And we will be only what he says. Every step that we take shall be a step of life, a step of truth, a step of power and authority and dominion. It is a step that commands God's prosperity, his healing, and his blessing, because that's what he told Abraham. He said, wherever your foot trods, I've given that to you. Then he speaks about the blessings that he's given him and the blessings that he will be and the prosperity that he will have. And that same promise is ours through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we have all of those things. They are ours. We walk in them. We believe them. We receive them. And we command those things that be not to be as they are, according to the faith that we have in Jesus and his word, and we know that it is so. We've been looking at unlikely places for blessings, and sometimes we have to understand that God will choose unlikely places to bless us. He will choose unlikely conditions to cause us to see how great he is. He will choose unlikely people to be a blessing unto us, and he will do it because he's God and he's sovereign like that. He chose for the prophet Elijah, he chose the widow woman to bless her. She was not a Jew, she was a Gentile, but yet she blesses the man of God. God will sometimes use unlikely people and unlikely conditions to be a blessing. Esther's unlikely place was when she was in exile, and the king made her queen. God did that. She was queen before the foundations of the earth, but God set it up that way. And not by her just being the queen, she saved her nation, her people, and Mordecai, her cousin, is blessed in the process. And they now move in a direction where they have rule over what happens in the lives of Israel. Also, the same thing with Daniel. Daniel, in an unlikely place, God uses him, and he's blessed because of the favor of God on him. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, the same thing. In an unlikely place, God uses that unlikely place to be a blessing. You don't have to be in the perfect setting for God to bless you. It does not have to be the perfect situation. God uses unlikely situations to show how good he is, that he can open up a door that no man can open, that he can do the miraculous in your life, that he can cause something to be that you didn't know was going to be. He can cause a window to open that will pour out a blessing. He will cause favor to be on you in such a way that someone will notice you in an unlikely place, in an unlikely position, in an unlikely situation, while you're just doing what you normally do unto the Lord with all of your heart, praising him and trying not to complain and knowing that he's God. God will cause that place to be the place where he opens up something you could never do for yourself. That's why in all things we ought to give thanks, even in a situation we don't like, in a position that we don't like. We've got to go back and say, God, I thank you anyway. Give me the right attitude, the right heart, the right mindset, that I do everything as unto you. And when I do, you're going to have someone take notice of me. And I don't know when, but I want to be prepared. I want to be ready for that event. I want to be ready for that time. We're going to look today again in the book of Genesis, looking at the life of Joseph, because he's blessed in an unlikely predicament. He's blessed in an unlikely situation. But God had already prepared this before the foundations of the earth, because he knew what was going to happen to his people, but he already made a way for their escape. God already knows what's going on with you, and he's already made a way for your escape while you're going through your process. While you allow him to let his will, his mind, his word be conformed in you, and he's setting up something, you're going to be blessed. Joseph had to be in the position to be in place before time was ever developed for that situation. He was already sent ahead of time. He just got there before the timing of when the event was going to happen. And while he got there in ahead of time to be in the position where God wanted him to be, God was working on him. God was maturing him. God was growing him. He was being trusted from his father's house to Potiphar's house to the king's prison to Pharaoh's house. In every situation, he was trusted with little in each area, and the little grew and became much. He was trusted. And as he was trusted, he was blessed, promoted, and each promotion got him a bigger door of blessing, even though you couldn't see that because it looked like the position in the natural realm was the one that looked like it was terrible, but God was turning that around in his favor. The Egyptian house, the Egyptian land was blessed because of Joseph before he ever got to Pharaoh's house. Every place that he went, they knew that the favor of God was on Joseph, and that their house prospered, that whatever he did prospers, whatever he did was blessed. And that's the same way with you. Whatever you're putting your hand to must prosper according to the word of God. It's got to prosper and work for your good, whether it's on that job, whether it's in your house with your children, in that ministry, whatever it is, it's got to prosper and be what God says. If God called you to it, if God allowed you to go to it, if God is the one who opened up that door, if God allowed you to go through that place, then he's going to use it for glory. Nothing in your life is going to be lost. Nothing in your life is not going to be used. God is going to use it for an overcoming testimony for someone. He's going to use it for growth. So you're not going through this situation for nothing. All we have to do is make sure we listen to God, we follow his direction, and we do what he tells us to do in his timing. And if he's telling us it's time for us to move, it's time for us to do this, it's time for us to do the other, then we ought to know that God never fails. If he's telling us to do something, as we follow his lead and his direction, he's going to make it work for our good. He's going to make it be everything that he said, because he's God like that. Now, Joseph does not go without being tried. When you go through a Joseph anointing, you are going to be tried. It is a place where you have to completely trust God and not yourself. It's a place where you completely surrender to his will. It is a place where you completely walk under his authority and the total obedience to him. You cannot rely on anything else, because everything around Joseph was gone. His father was gone. His family was gone. So he had to completely depend on God, because he didn't know what the outcome was going to be, but he knew that God was going to do something, because God gave him a dream. He did not know his present tense, what was going to happen. All he knew was God gave him a dream, and the dream must come to pass.
You've got to know that God has given you something that will not fail you. When Joseph is enslaved, he goes through all kinds of things. And we understand that there he gave the interpretation to the dream of the baker and the cupbearer. And one of them gave life because it gave bread, gave drink that was life, and the other one gave bread that was corrupt, that was poison. And one lived and the other did not. You have to be careful of the cupbearers and the bakers that will be sent in your life. Know which one is which. Know which one will be the one that's going to give the life and one that's going to give death. Know which one it is. But both of them are going to be used because it has to be as a testimony that God showed up and did something, that God moved in your behalf, that he used you to identify, to reveal something. So you have to understand and know that. When Joseph is clean, when the cupbearer remembers, God will not allow people to remember certain things about you until the set time. The set time was coming. The set time was coming. The head of this thing was now at hand. Joseph was already in position. He had to be in prison in order to interpret the dream so that Pharaoh would know that there was someone else that could give him an interpretation. It was not fair, but it had to go this way because if he had not been sold, had not been in Potiphar's house, his wife had not lied on him, had not been thrown into prison, he would never interpret Pharaoh's dream. God set it up that way. There are going to be places in your life that does not seem fair, that you're going the long way in your own mind or you have to go through certain things, but God is setting it up so that you will be put on the platform and in the position or the place that he needs you to be to show favor, to give you what you need, to open up a door to show someone else who is. The whole time that Joseph was there, he was allowing the blessing of Abraham to manifest even in while he was being held as a slave. The Bible says that God told Abraham that he was going to be a blessing to those, to people around him. And that's what Joseph was being, a blessing. He was a blessing in Potiphar's house. He was a blessing in the prison. And now he's going to be a blessing to Pharaoh because God was letting them understand that it was him who was blessing him. They knew that it was not their gods, their idols that was doing it. They knew that he was a Hebrew because he was not dressed like them. So they knew his origin. But they also knew that the God that he served was doing something that they had not seen. That means God was opening up and doing stuff that they had not been able to receive before. And that lets you know that because of that, that they understood that a greater God, a greater assignment, a greater purpose was being performed in their life, in on their behalf. And you've got to understand that. When God begins to move on your behalf, everyone around you is going to know that your God did it. They're going to know because their house, their work facility is going to be blessed. And they know that blessing didn't come because of them. It happened when certain people came. It happened when certain people were in position. It happened when certain people had their hands on certain things. The blessings came to that business. That blessing came to that ministry. The blessing came to that house, that marriage, because you begin to do it the way the Lord says, the way that God has told you to do it. When you do it that way, you can expect there to be increase. You can expect, even if you're going through situations, look for God to show up. Look for him to make a way. Even if it's little by little, in little things, he's doing it. Trust to know that he's God and he's going to do the rest. He was clean. When he was cleaned up, he was dressed. He was dressed in a certain way. They cleaned him up. There's going to be two changes of clothes before you get to the place. In other words, God is going to do something in your spirit twice. Joseph was when Pharaoh was told that there was a man that interpreted the dream. He said, "Bring this man to me." They cleaned him up. Now that was the first cleaning that he was going to get. That was the cleaning that was shedding off some stuff, shedding off the old, shedding off the place where he had been. God is going to shed some stuff off of you. He's going to get you ready. And the next time, when after he tells Pharaoh about the dream and after he lets him know what the interpretation is, and we're going to get into that tomorrow. We don't have time today. He is dressed again. He's dressed this time in a more radiant, finer linen and given Pharaoh's ring. God is going to dress you with glory. He's going to dress you in splendor. He's going to dress you in his spirit, and it's going to be more than what you could ever conceive. It's going to be the endowment of the spirit. One is the natural and one is the spirit, and you're going to see what God is going to do in your life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thacks, and I pray that you've been blessed and encouraged and empowered in this 15 minutes, and that you hold on to your promise, hold on to what God has told you, where you're going in the direction that he's taking you, knowing that he is God, and if he's for you, he's more than the whole world against you. You're going to win and overcome through the blood of the Lamb. You're going to win because he's already won for you, and you're going through this process so that you can win greater. Have a wonderful and blessed day. We'll be back again next week at the same time. Have an awesome worship experience. Be blessed.